Allison Pig Baby. Alice is just beginning to think to herself. Now, what am I to do with this creature when I get it home? When it grunted again so violently that she looked down into its face in some alarm. This time, there could be no mistake about it. It was neither more nor less than a pig, and she felt it would be quite absurd for her to carry it further. So she set the little creature down and felt quite relieved to see it trot away quietly into the wood. If it had grown up, she said to herself, it would have been made a dreadful ugly child, but it makes a rather handsome pig, I think. And she began thinking over the children she knew who might do very well as pigs, and was just saying to herself, if one only knew the right way to change them. When she was a little startled by seeing the Cheshire cat sitting on a bough of a tree a few yards off. The cat only grinned when it saw Alice. It looked good-natured, she thought. Still, it had very long claws and great many teeth, so she felt it ought to be treated with respect. Cheshire Puss, she began, rather timidly, as she did not know whether it would like the name. However, it only grinned a little wider. Come, it's pleased so far, thought Alice, and she went on. Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? Alice speaks to Cheshire Cat. That depends a good deal on where you want to get to, said the cat. I don't much care where, said Alice. Then it doesn't matter which way you go, said the cat, as long as I get somewhere, Alice added as an explanation. Oh, you're sure to do that, said the cat, if you only walk long enough. Alice felt that this could not be denied, so she tried another question. What sort of people live about here? In that direction, the cat said, waving its bright paw around, lives a hatter. And in that direction, waving the other paw, lives a March Hare. Visit it either you like. They're both mad. But I don't want to go among mad people, Alice remarked. You can't help that, said the cat. We're all mad here. I'm mad. You're mad. How do you know I'm mad? Said Alice. You must be, said the cat, or you wouldn't have come here. Alice didn't think that it proved at all. However, she went on. And how do you know that you're mad? To begin with, said the cat, a dog's not mad. You grant that? I suppose so, said Alice. Well then, the cat went on. You see, a dog growls when it's angry and wags its tail when it's pleased. Now I growl when I'm pleased and wag my tail when I'm angry. Therefore, I'm mad. I call it purring, not growling, said Alice. Call it what you like, said the cat. Do you play croquet with the queen today? I should like it very much, said Alice, but I haven't been invited yet. You'll see me there, said the cat, and vanished. Alice was not much surprised at this. She was getting used to the queer things happening. While she was looking at the place where it had been, it suddenly appeared again. By the by, what became of the baby? Said the cat. I'd nearly forgotten to ask. It turned to a pig, Alice quietly said, just as if it had come back in a natural way. I thought it would, said the cat, and vanished again. Alice waited a little, half expecting to see it again, but it did not appear, and after a minute or two, she walked on in the direction of March Hare, who was said to live. I've seen hatters before, she said to herself. The March Hare will be much most interesting, and perhaps as this may it won't be raving mad, at least not so mad it was in March. As she said this, she looked up, and there was the cat again sitting on the branch of the tree. Do you say pig or fig? Said the cat. I said pig, replied Alice, and I wish you wouldn't keep appearing and vanishing so suddenly. You make quite giddy. All right, said the cat, and this time it vanished quietly, slowly, beginning with the end of the tail and ending with a grin, which remained some time after the rest of it. it had gone.